This is a brief description of what Zsarno covers in class number 7 of Worldwide Philosophy, What Life Is and What Life Is For. The handouts that were provided were on prayer, affirmation, and refuge, and Z had written what he calls a new affirmation. And there was also a handout about the books that were available at the local public library. He said, God has written the creation in the language of numbers. He talked about the Coriolis Force. He talked about earthfiles.com, hosted by Linda Moulton Howe. 96% of the known universe is invisible. And a lot of universe not able to be known. Everything is connected to everything, as per Sir Fred Hoyle. He talks about the elegant universe, as written by Brian Greene. And there is a summary of it in the latest Scientific American. He talks about string theory, but it's made up of a number of fragmentary theories, and that it's not very adequate. Talks about the Vedas, Dinocraspidon, and that Einstein had 70% more glial cells in the Brodmann's section of his brain. And what he proposed was, what he worked on anyway, was how does one part of the universe know that another part of the universe exists? And from this, Z is saying that we need to be fatheads. We need to have those glial cells in order to be able to think. Worry is a prayer for what you don't want. Consciousness is the co-emissive fundamental. There are consciousness units. And he suggests the reading of his paper on consciousness as the co-emissive fundamental. And how does he know this? It's because he goes out of his body and he explores extensively. And he wants to teach us to do that as well. Or we can learn through remote viewing, a process derived from Ingo Swann, Hal Puthoff, and Targ at Stanford University. In talking about prayer, he referenced the book Secret Science Behind Miracles by Max Freedom Long, talking about mana, mana mana, and mana loa in Hawaiian Huna terms. Sometimes we need to supply both pattern and energy, including mana and the mana loa. He talked about Nikola Tesla. And that peace might require separation. One of the students loaned him a book, Journey of the Souls, by Michael Newton. And this opened up a whole other area of discussion. Described how Journey of the Souls describes how spacious the heavens are after you die, but you have to stay within your own department, your own level of growth and understanding. That's the peace that people are seeking. And what Earth is all about is a delay in consequences. He talked about Hermes, Hermetics, As Above, So Below. He also referenced Lobsang Rampa and two of his books, Cave of the Ancients and The Hermit. What we seek is to know what's true, and we use the method of being a scholar. We try to gather and glean truth from beautiful books, such as Fritjof Capra's book, The Web of Life. But that isn't the way to do it. He had a near-death experience, went out of his body at age 7, had the near-death experience when he was 30, and he learned that life is eternal. And what he said was, I want you to get as far as you can. It's hard to try to contain truth in linguist representation, word-made representation. That's why Zen has this lovely commendation of thusness and suchness. Stop talking in your head. Be able to know the perennial truth that is embodied in any and every civilization that has ever existed. It's that we need to be able to check it out for ourselves. There's a tendency for us to grab the universe by the lapels, to get it to tell us truth in the way we want it to be told. It doesn't work that way. I'll leave it at that.